Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 17 through 29. That is the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 17 through 29. And it reads as follows. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, that John meaning John the Baptist, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is unlawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was unable to do so because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled. Yes, yet he liked listening to him. Finally, verse 21, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military leaders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you up to half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once, the girl hurried in to the king with the request, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Now the king was very distressed because of his oath and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. Our sermon today is titled, Bad Choices. Amen? Bad Choices. Let's dive into this passage. There are a bunch of bad choices in this passage. Verse 17 through 20 talks about how John the Baptist told Herod that being married to his brother's wife is unlawful and a bad choice. This angered Herod and his wife Herodias. John was correct. It is weird to even consider any type of romantic relationship with your sibling's spouse and marry them. It just doesn't seem right and could be definitely considered unethical. Herod feared John, who he considered to be a righteous man. His wife Herodias held a grudge and wanted to kill him. Now in verses 21 and 22, King Herod held a banquet for his high officials, military commands, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' daughter, who is not named in the scripture, danced at the banquet and found favor with the king. Now, Herodias' daughter was not the king's natural daughter, but we can assume that since this was both his stepdaughter and his niece, if you think about it. This is another bad choice. Who would let their own daughter, talking about Herodias, who would let their own daughter dance for a king? I will tell you why in a moment. The girl danced and pleased the king and his guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you up to half of my kingdom. In verse 24, she went out and asked her mother, Herodias, what should I ask for? And Herodias said, the head of John the Baptist. And this is where it gets interesting. the girl asked her mommy what she should ask for. This indicates that this young girl lacked maturity. The point I want to make is this. What kind of dance did this girl do to get a choice of anything up to half a king's kingdom? Now, let's be honest. The dance must have been provocative. In plain English, she must have dropped it low, if you hear what I'm saying here. But irregardless of that, the other thing is, maybe the king, knowing that the daughter of his wife was dancing for him, thought that it would be wise to get on his wife's good side and make this offer to this girl. That's another thing. But either way, the mother made a bad choice for allowing her daughter to embarrass herself in front of men. The daughter was obviously young and immature, but this did not matter to her mom, Herodias. Maybe her mom knew that her daughter pleased the king and his guests, then the king wouldn't make such an offer. Huh. Herodias sold out her own child. She used her daughter to gain favor with the king. Herodias also knew that her daughter would come to her for her input. This was Herodias' opportunity to kill John the Baptist, using her own daughter for her own wicked agenda was a bad choice. Amen? Amen. Now, verse 25 and 29 states the following. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, I want you to give me, right now, give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. Right on hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in the tomb. Now, here's what also gets interesting, okay? The king did not have to grant this request. Herod knew that this was wrong and a bad choice. He felt that he had made an oath and did not want to refuse her in front of his guests. Now, this is a bunch of crap, okay? He was the king. He was in the highest position in the land. He could make or change laws. He had the power to do anything that he wanted to do. The king was so worried about his precious reputation, he made a very bad choice by granting the girl's sick request for the head of John the Baptist. Interesting, huh? So the king ordered the request to be fulfilled, and John the Baptist was indeed beheaded. The king gave the daughter the head of John the Baptist on a platter as she had requested. The daughter gave it the platter to her mom, Herodias. It makes you wonder if the daughter had a full deck, okay? Think about it. If you saw a detached head, still bleeding, on a platter, wouldn't that make you sick to your stomach? But the girl seemed unfazed by a beheaded head on a platter. That is strange. It makes you wonder if she was all there. It makes you wonder if Herodias was all there. I've already had my opinion of Herodias. Okay, she just had, her grudge was so powerful, she didn't care about anything else. Herodias was very happy to receive the platter, and her revenge was completed. Talk about bad choices. Well, saints, in life, we have made many bad choices. In fact, each day, we've made at least one bad choice, whether we want to admit it or not. It is part of human nature. When we start using our human brain, we're going to make bad choices. It doesn't mean that we don't love the Lord. It doesn't mean that we are not Christians. It just means that we are human. And there's a difference between the two. Now, I myself have made some bad choices in life. But by the grace of God, I survived my bad choices. I remember one particular instance where I went out on a Friday night, and I just had a feeling that I probably shouldn't go anywhere. So on my way back home, I was hit by a drunk driver in my SUV, and my SUV rolled over 3 complete times. The police officer on the scene thought I was dead and called the coroner. When he got to the vehicle, I was still alive. I barely had a scratch. Only thing hurt was my shoulder from the seatbelt. I had made a bad choice, but God's grace has spared me, in this case, my life. So I'm telling you, that it is human nature to make bad choices, but we don't have to be defined by them. In fact, if we have a relationship with God, we can have a better chance of making the right choice instead of the bad choice. God doesn't make bad choices. We may not agree with his choice. We may not understand his choice. But his choice is correct. Not once, not twice, but every single time. So it brings up the question, guys. If we serve a God that does not make bad choices, and we as human beings make bad choices, it would be to our advantage to seek God so that our bad choices will become less and less in time. Would you agree with that? Amen. Saints, this is the time that we need to make a choice. And that choice totally is up to us. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, our Father, in the name of Jesus we come. Thank you for this word. Father, forgive us for the bad choices that we've made, the bad choices that we're going to make. Please extend your grace and mercy upon us, Father. We don't want to make bad choices, but it is our nature as human beings to do so. Father, we need you, Father. We know that your choices are always right. Help us to seek you, Father. Seek your direction before we make any choice so that we can make the right choice according to your will. Father, I pray that this word will go out throughout the land, and we repent, Father, for all the bad choices that we have made. Father, help us to overcome these things. And I pray this word will bring a light to people to understand that we don't always have to be defined by our bad choices. Father, I pray that you'll be glorified in this word. Please open people's ears to hear, their heart to receive that which is of you. For Father, we love you, we thank you, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.